Sadhuji Srimad, His Divine Grace of Ayachananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Vasyan Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Antibodhi Vaishnava. Namacharya Shikavidas Thakur Kijaya Ramse Gaho Shikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Vakta Vrindi Kijaya Shishi Radhakrishna Dorka Vrasayam Kunda Radha Kunda Gito Vrdan Kijaya Vrindavan Kijaya Jaranam Kijaya Vrishnam Kijaya Jagadavasami Kijaya Madhamaya Kijaya Shimani Kalasi Devi Kijaya, Samaveda, Bhakta, Vrindi Kijaya, Gaur, Premananda, Hajiyo. All glories to the Son of the Devotees, all glories to the Son of the Devotees, all glories to the Son of the Devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Shri Prabhupada Kijaya, Balaram Purnima Kijaya. Gaudi Maharaj Kijaya. Timidanjashadananjana Shlakaya Japsuna Miritam Yetas Kai Shikavate Maha. So, anyway, I'll try not to be too esoteric today. So, today is the appearance day of Balaram. Of course, the word Balaram means strength, specifically spiritual strength, and happiness. So, by worshipping Balaram, who is the original spiritual master, one can get spiritual strength and happiness. And of course, Balaram appears as Lord Nityananda too. And the poem goes that, my dear Lord Nityananda, you are very happy, but Ami Bharo Dukhi, I am most unhappy, so please make me happy. So you can pray to Balaram for that. So, that's enough philosophy. So, anyway, so let's talk about Balaram's pastimes. As we know, first of all, a little more philosophy. As we know, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swaya. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has Iti Chansa Kalakpusa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swaya. He has various expansions, who are called Swamsa expansions. That means Vishnu Dhabha. And he has other expansions that are known as Vivinamsa expansions. Who are they? You. You are Vivinamsa. I am also Vivinamsa. So, we're friends. So, Vivinamsa, Swamsa. Swamsa means Vishnu, Tattva. They're all God. Adwaita, Chuta, Nadu, Ranatam, Mubama, Ajum, Purana, Pusham, Yoganam, Cha, Vedenshu, Purava, Adurubam, just one God. He appears in a variety of ways, all simultaneously. He's inconceivable. A chincha. So, Krishna had many expansions. Balaram is his first expansion. Now, Balaram is different from all the other expansions. Of course, all the other expansions come from Balaram. He's the Adi expansion, the original expansion. And so Balaram is different in that he has very similar pastimes to Krishna from Raj. He dances with gopis, he has friends. So it's very, very similar. None of the other expansions do that or have those intermittent loving exchanges like Krishna and Balaram. Of course, Balaram doesn't have a peacock feather and he doesn't play a flute. He plays what? Buffalo horn. So, and he has a club. So, Balaram's position is very special. Now, there's an interesting verse about Krishna. And that verse states, Galoka Ivanivashati Akilatna Bhuta. What does that verse mean? Does anyone know? Nobody knows? And that Krishna never leaves Galoka Vrindavan. So you may say, Krishna never leaves Galoka Vrindavan. What do we do with the second half of the Krishna book? Krishna is taken by this uncruel person. What's the uncruel person's name?
Akrura.
You got to test you just to make sure he stays away. Akrura, and then Krishna, in a very cruel way, kills his uncle. What's his uncle's name? Hamsa. And also, before that, he kills two innocent young wrestlers. What were their names? Tenura Mushtika. Okay, it's a test. So he Krishna kills all these. And so it appears that Krishna leaves Vrindavan. And then after that, he transports everybody from Mathura to Dwarka, because this king keeps attacking. What's the king's name? Jarasandha. And so Jarasandha has like 18 times. Krishna transports everybody to Dwarka. So Krishna is Gujarati, for those of you from Gujarat. That's his adopted home. So anyway, then Krishna does all sorts of interesting things, like kidnapping his first wife, Rukmini, killing his son. Oh! Krishna killed his son. Who's that? Bulbasaur. Why am I talking about Krishna? I'll explain in a second. We'll get to Bulbasaur in a second. So Krishna kills Bulbasaur. That's all the girls that Bulbasaur had. And then he marries 16,000 new wives. And actually, there's one person in the Bhagavatam who had more wives. Chitraketu, 10 million wives. So he even beat Krishna with the wife business. So, I'm not going to tell that story. So anyway, he does all these things. And why did I say Krishna never leaves Vrindavan? That's actually from the Brahma-samhita. So, because Krishna expands, and he appears the same, but he expands his first expansion, or not first, but expansion, to do his pastimes outside of Vrindavan. But Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And then the question you may raise is, why can't we see Krishna if he hasn't left Vrindavan? You know, sometimes I get these letters from disciples saying, I saw Krishna last night in Vrindavan. And there was even one person in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, for several people, or many people, thought that they saw Krishna dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent. But it was just a fisherman who was lighting his lantern at night to attract the fish, and everyone thought that Krishna had appeared again. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant wanted to go see that so-called Krishna, which is the fisherman, quite a difference between the fisherman and Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya slapped his servant. And he said, what do you think? Krishna's not going to appear like that in Kali Yuga. Of course, Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the holy names in Kali Yuga. However, Krishna is unmanifest. It's the aprakata, lila. In other words, we can't see him. It's not that if you go to Seva Kunj, you know, you hear the story in Seva Kunj, you hear the story. That every night Krishna's dancing with the gopis. So therefore you just leave your mobile phone there with the camera on it. Pick it up the next morning because the monkeys will probably take it away. So Krishna's dancing with the gopis every night. And no, it's not like that. Krishna is unmanifest to the devotees. Primanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana Shantakshadeva Vidyashiva Gopiyanti. The Goswamis of Vrindavan were running around Vrindavan in the mood of separation. Hey Radhe, Rajadevake, Hey Nanda, Chinokta. Son of Nanda Maharaj, O Radharani, where are you? Wait, sometimes they catch a little glimpse. I know there's some stories of how Raghunath Das Goswami was shielded from the sun by Srimati Radharani, but this is a very rare thing. And Krishna held a stick to ward off a tiger who was threatening Raghunath Das Goswami. These are very rare things. But generally, Krishna doesn't appear. But Krishna's still there. And Balaram's still there in Vrindavan. Just unmanifest. So the same principle that applies in relationship to Krishna applies to Balaram. Balaram never, in his original form, his original aspect, never leaves Vrindavan. Balaram expands to leave Vrindavan. And I'll tell you a story that illustrates this particular fact. And this is the story of Balaram's appearance that some of you may not know. Told by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was the great Acharya, he's actually called the Rasacharya, in our Pacific succession. So generally, we hear the story that Devaki, she had in her womb Balaram, and Balaram was transferred by Yogamaya to Rohini's womb. And therefore, he is called Rohini what? Rohini Nandana. But the actual fact, let's talk about Krishna's appearance before we talk about this. Because it's very similar. So, Krishna's appearance is that Krishna is the son of Yashodamaya. And an expansion appeared in Devaki's womb, or from Devaki. And that expansion entered into the original when Vasudev transferred the expansion to Vrindavan. Because Krishna, in his original form, could never leave Vrindavan. He could, but he doesn't. And so the same thing happened with Balaram. That Balaram originally was the son of Rohini, and there was an expansion. This is told by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It's not my imagination, don't worry. This is a very esoteric thing. Because Balaram and Krishna in Vrindavan exchanged these intimate, loving, let's say, rasas, relationships, tastes, mellows, that are nowhere else. Nowhere else. Especially, the childhood pastimes. You don't find Balaram growing up in Mathura. You don't find Krishna growing up in Mathura. They both grew up, and when they were grown up, they were still young men. Then Prabhupada said they were transferred. It's an interesting word, Prabhupada. They were transferred. But actually they expanded and entered into Mathura to enact those pastimes. So Balaram has specific pastimes, intimate pastimes that only occur in Vrindavan. And he has other pastimes that occur outside of Vrindavan, like Krishna. Remember that. So it's a very, very important ontological fact about Balaram. Okay. So we heard a little bit this morning from Drishta Guru about some of the pastimes in Vrindavan, killing the demons. I'm not going to go over that, except for the fact that when Balaram kills the demons, he kills very specific demons. It's not just any old demon. Some of them he leaves for Krishna. Most of them he leaves for Krishna. Is that your business to kill? But demons like Ambasura and Devakasura. Now, Devakasura, of course, is the, for lack of a better word, the donkey. I don't want to use the word AWS in class. But he's a donkey. Donkey demon. And Balaram just chucks him in a tree. Along with his friends, and there were trees of donkeys. And fruits, the tall fruits came down. You heard that one story. And of course, Plumasura, he acted like a coward boy, and Balaram just killed him. He was carrying Balaram away, and Balaram just killed him. So, these two demons, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, represent something very interesting. And of course, not specifically what they represent, but Balaram's killing them represents something that their specific anarthas that we have to deal with ourselves. I mean, oftentimes we want Krishna to do everything for us, right? Krishna, I got this anartha, let me wake up tomorrow morning. Of course, anartha, for those of you who don't know what it means, it means lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear. And we got more than that. I mean, this is just the basic list. There's unlimited anarthas and permutations of anarthas. So there are certain anarthas that one has to work on themselves and depend on Krishna. And those are the anarthas that Balaram, represents when he kills specific demons. Lust, or the bogus, accepting a bogus teacher, like that. So I'm not going to get into Bhaktivinoda Thakur's elaborate description of the demons. But in other words, to be Krishna conscious, to get the mercy of Balaram, one has to work at it. It doesn't happen automatically. There's no free rides in Krishna consciousness. like anything important, anything we want to achieve in this world, we have to work on. So those are the demons Balaram killed. So in Vrindavan, Balaram had many pastimes with Krishna, playful pastimes like Christopher was talking about this morning, where Krishna and Balaram grabbed the tails of the little calves, and they were just slipped through the mud, and really ecstatic pastimes. And other pastimes where Krishna jumped into the Jamuna to chastise the Kali serpent, and everybody was upset except for Balaram. He kept everybody from jumping into the Jamuna. Pastimes like that. Or pastimes such as when the coward boys and the calves were stolen by Brahma, and Balaram wasn't there to see it happen because that was his birthday. And then the next year, he asked Krishna, why are these calves and coward boys, their parents and cows, elderly cows, so attached to their offspring like this, more attached to normal? So anyway, so these are some of the pastimes of Vrindavan. But primarily, I want to talk about the pastimes outside of Vrindavan. Not that I don't like Vrindavan. But the pastimes outside Vrindavan are more elaborately described. Except for one pastime where Balaram goes back to Vrindavan. And we'll start with this. So once upon a time, Krishna had left Vrindavan, and the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan were feeling so much intense pain. And there was advisement by Uddhava and others that Krishna should go back to Vrindavan. Now Krishna, he didn't go back to Vrindavan, at least externally at this particular point. And the reason is, of two reasons. One reason is that the Yadavas wouldn't let him go. Because they were afraid that if he went back to Vrindavan, he wouldn't want to come back. That's one reason. And another reason is given in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that Krishna says, I have not come back to Vrindavan because if I went back to Vrindavan, the gopis would be fearful of me leaving again. Because once he had left, and he left them bereft, they were thinking he could do it again. So it put them in constant anxiety. So Krishna said, for those two reasons, I'm not coming back. So he sent Balaram there, basically to tell him that everything is all right. And when Balaram got to Vrindavan, to speak to not only the gopis, but the mothers of Krishna and the other coward boys who were there. Balaram was first asked by the gopis, does Krishna remember us? Now that he has the association of all those attractive society girls, not society girls, but attractive, sophisticated ladies in Dwarka. And, of course, Balaram preached to them. Half he preached philosophy. It's very interesting that when Balaram was there, I had a notes on this. Actually, more details. The gopis asked whether, here's a direct quote, whether Krishna, the darling of city women, was happy. Does he remember our service? And they said, we gave up everything for him and he abandoned us. How can those city women believe Krishna after what he did to us? It must be this bewildering smile that awakens lust. That's why they got tricked by that Krishna. And then the gopis started to talk to Balaram, and they said, let's talk about something else. And they couldn't. In other words, they were saying, don't talk about Krishna. No, you shouldn't talk about Krishna. Why are we talking about Krishna? I don't want to talk about Krishna. Nobody should talk about Krishna. And you know, when you say things in a negative way, you think more about that particular object than you think about when you're speaking in a positive way. So they were just like talking so much about Krishna. And then Balaram gave them some messages from Krishna. And he gave them three different messages. One, he began to preach to them like Bhagavad Gita philosophy, some transcendental knowledge. And then he became a little empathic. The second thing, he just said, well, I can see your suffering. It's hard being separated from Krishna. And then he began to glorify Krishna. But still the gopis were not satisfied. In fact, he even told them that Krishna was coming. Krishna didn't come. But he promised that they would come. And Uddhava did a similar thing, promising them that Krishna would come, and Krishna didn't come. So after that time, Balaram had a rasa dance, his own rasa dance, with his own group of gopis. And during this rasa dance, he did things that in this material world would be considered degrading. Just like when we join the Krishna conscious movement, we vow to follow four regular principles, right? Remember them? No meat, fish, or egg, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. And so one of them is no intoxication. So what did Balaram do? He got intoxicated. He was drinking the Varuni beverage that came from the trees. And it's described that his eyes were rolling. Like, you ever see an intoxicated person? His eyes were rolling like that. And this is all, Krishna did the same thing. Not, Krishna didn't make Varuni beverage, he took honey wine. See, everything we have here, just a little philosophical explanation, otherwise you'll begin to think that we're worshipping a very degraded god. He does all these things. But everything we have here is there in the spiritual world. But it's an original, pure form. There's no inequities. There's no suffering. It's simply kevalananda kanda. Simply bliss. So there's intoxication there. But they're remembering Krishna more. When we get intoxicated, of course I don't get intoxicated. I remember the early, just a little side note, in the early days of the movement, some devotees were very attached to taking intoxication. So there was a drink that we had on Sunday, it was called the nectar drink. It was a fruit drink, fruit, bananas, apples, and everything like that in the fruit drink. And so they let it ferment for 3 or 4 days. And so then the brahmacharis, anyway, I think you understand. And they were saying, it's prasada. Nothing wrong, it's prasada. Maharaj. So you can have problems even with prasada. So Krishna was drinking, getting back to Krishna and Balaram. Krishna drank honey wine, not Varuni beverage. And it's described that he and the gopis were so intoxicated that sometimes they were pouring the honey wine in the glass, I don't know what the glass is, was upside down. And they poured the wine like in the stem of the drip glass. And it felt, went all over the place. One time someone did that with water with Prabhupada. It was a fancy wine glass. Sometimes you can't tell the difference between the top and the bottom. So they brought Prabhupada some water and poured it. And it went all over the desk. So, Balaram was also, he was getting extremely intoxicated with the gopis, and they were enjoying near the Yamuna. And he wanted to bathe in the Yamuna. But there was a problem. The Yamuna was a little, not very far away. And he said to the Yamuna, because Yamuna is a person. And actually, Krishna is married to her. Unfortunately, now the Yamuna doesn't go to Vrindavan anymore because it's blocked. There's a whole campaign that I'm part of right now to bring the Yamuna back to Vrindavan. But you really have to go like 100 or 200 miles above Delhi to actually see the real Yamuna. It's blocked in the dry riverbed. So we have this campaign to bring it back. So at that time, the Yamuna was flowing all around Vrindavan. Even when I first went to Vrindavan in 1972, the Yamuna was flowing all around. We went swimming in the Yamuna. There were peacocks there and everything. So Balaram said to the Yamuna, please come here. And Yamuna Devi was thinking, he's intoxicated. I don't have to listen to an intoxicated person. And when Balaram heard this or saw that, he got so angry that he took his plow and began to drag the Yamuna there. Now, if you go to that place today, where Balaram had that particular pastime, you'll see the marks. There are many little rivulets, I mean, it's like tiny streams near the Yamuna, when the Yamuna goes down a little bit. And that's where Balaram was scratching. And eventually the Yamuna came and allowed Balaram, begged for forgiveness, and allowed Balaram to bathe in her with all the gopis. So that's an interesting Vrindavan pastime. Now, so now let's leave Vrindavan, unfortunately. And Balaram had a very similar pastime outside of Vrindavan. Once upon a time, there was the son of Jambavati, his name was Samba. He was quite tricky. He was a cheeky boy. I mean, you have the same, well, what is the word cheeky? Prabhupada said that if a child is cheeky, it's a sign of intelligence. So all you should be happy that your children are cheeky. That's an English word. I mean, anyway, very funny, doing all sorts of interesting things. So even Prabhupada was like that when he was young. There's that whole story that Prabhupada wanted two water pistols. His father only got him one. And Prabhupada kept demanding, even hit his head on the ground, you know, give me the two. I need two, because I have two hands. And even Prabhupada's mother had to hire someone to bring Prabhupada to school, because otherwise he wouldn't have gone to school. So that's a sign of intelligence. If your child is very tricky, cheeky, you should thank Krishna. Don't try to hold him down. Be very happy. That means intelligent. So anyway, so Samba, he was very tricky. And he had this whole idea that he wanted to marry he wanted to marry the daughter of Duryodhana. Lakshmana's daughter. So he wanted to marry the daughter of Duryodhana, so he kidnapped her. And the Kuru dynasty was so upset, the members of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather, Bhishma, and everybody were so upset that they were ready to capture Samba, put him in jail, maybe even do worse things to him. And then Balaram came, tried to make peace, because this was the standard way of getting married in those days. It's called a Rakshasa marriage. It's a bona fide marriage, for those of you who are thinking about it. There's Rakshasa, there's Gandharva. Rakshasa is when you kidnap the girl, or the girl kidnaps you. Like Subhadra was taking Arjuna away. So Gandharva is where you just exchange garlands. And then there's the regular Vivaha Yajna that costs $70,000. You have to stay up your whole life for your daughter's marriage. So I prefer the Rakshasa, not for me, saving money, I prefer Rakshasa and Gandharva style. So I like to save money. So Samba, he was doing something that was bona fide. That's Kshatriya did it all the time. And so Balaram came and said, all right, you should allow him to get married. And then Duryodhana and the other Kauravas, they said, no, this is not proper what he has done. And Balaram got so angry that he began to drag the whole city of Hastinapur into the Ganges River. And then they said, okay, you win. You win. I mean, Balaram, he could get angry sometimes. Another story of Balaram getting angry, very interesting story. When he was playing chess with Rukmi. Now, if you remember, Rukmi was the brother of Rukmini. And previously, Balaram had told Krishna to be kind to Rukmi. Because when Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, then what happened is Rukmi went after them to try to get Rukmini back. And then Krishna, of course, defeated Rukmi very easily and gave him a little shave, which is very embarrassing for a Kshatriya. And what happened at that point was that Balaram sort of chastised Krishna. Krishna, this is not appropriate. He's our brother-in-law. You can't do this. So later on, they were playing chess, as would be, and and there was Rukmi had his friend, the king of Kalinga, was there too. And Rukmi was basically a cheater, and Balaram was not a good chess player. Now you may say, how can God not be a good chess player? This is a pastime. It's not that, you know, he's inadequate in some way. How can God be inadequate? But, you know, he acted like that. So there was a chess game between Rukmi and Balaram, and they were upping the ante, as they say, betting more and more and more. And basically Balaram won sometimes, but eventually Balaram won, and Rukmi declared that Balaram had not won. And then the king of Kalinga agreed, he was making the faces like that, and Balaram, what he did, is he took his club and he killed his brother-in-law at a marriage. And then he acted as a dentist and took out the teeth of the king of Kalinga. In other words, because he was making faces at Balaram. So Balaram could get angry sometimes. Even he got angry at Bhimsen when there was that whole fight between Bhimsen and Duryodhana. And Bhimsen, in order to defeat Duryodhana, part of that story was told this morning. Bhimsen, in order to defeat Duryodhana, had to do something that wasn't allowed with club fighting. He hit Duryodhana below the belt. That was necessary because Duryodhana was invulnerable. His mother had made him completely, Gandhari had made him completely invulnerable by looking at his body. And fortunately, Duryodhana had worn a short gamsha, because Krishna told him to do that. Krishna said, you can't go naked in front of your mother. So Bhimsen hit him below the belt, broke his thighs, he was lying there in pain. And actually that was Bhimsen's vow when he tried to disrobe Draupadi, or have Dushyant disrobe Draupadi. He was going to have Draupadi sit on his lap. Then he broke his thigh, and then Balaram, who was watching, got so angry. Because Balaram is known, the name of Balaram is Duryodhana Guru. We have one of my godbrothers, his name, Duryodhana Guru. We always called him Duryodhana. That's the problem with spiritual names. If you get a long name, you always get the first part, like Kamsa Nisudana. Okay, Kamsa. Isn't that, when you get initiated, don't ask your spiritual master to give you a short name. Okay? Or at least a name, not a name with a demon. Because that's a problem. So, of course, my name I have problems with too, because the first part of my name is an alcoholic beverage. It's actually Vera. But Prabhupada wrote it in Bengal, or Bengali, as beer. So many of my godbrothers, they make fun of me. So Balaram is known as Duryodhana Guru, which means the guru of Duryodhana, because he was Duryodhana's club guru. And he was actually a great friend, and he even wanted Subhadra to marry Duryodhana, which would have been an absolute disaster had not Krishna interceded. So when Bhimsen killed Duryodhana or broke his thighs, Balaram said, I'm going to kill Bhimsen. You want to fight with someone? All right, fight with me, boy. And Krishna said, don't you remember what Duryodhana did? Huh? You know, this is the just punishment for someone who has done that. And so Balaram said, okay, you're right, and he just left. Many times Balaram was defeated by Krishna, or Krishna did things that Balaram didn't like, even though Balaram was the older brother. In Vedic society, many of you may know that your older brother is very important. You're supposed to worship him, right? He's the first one to be married. You can't get married until he's married. That's traditional society. And whatever he says, you have to do. Ratashri. My dear brother. So, Krishna, he generally didn't listen to Balaram. Even though that was the etiquette. And Balaram was the older brother because in his previous appearance, he was the younger brother and he didn't like being Krishna's younger brother. Because he didn't like that Krishna was always right or Ram was always right. Because in his previous appearance, Krishna appeared as Ram and Balaram had appeared as Lakshman. And Lakshman was asked to do all these different things that Ram did by Ram that Lakshman didn't like to do them. Like what? Put Sita in a fire. Send Sita out to the wilderness. To the ashram of Valmiki Muni. So, Lakshman asked Ram for a blessing. Ram said, what do you want? He said, I never want to take birth as your younger brother again. He said, okay, you can take birth as my older brother from now on. But still Krishna didn't listen to him. This is very interesting. So anyway, so many stories like that, and I don't know if we have too much more time to talk about Balaram. The main thing is he's the original spiritual master. Without the mercy of Balaram, no one can get Krishna's mercy. So how do we get Balaram's mercy? That's an interesting question. Do we just sit all day long, bala, bala, bala? Actually, I don't have time. I was going to go through all these prayers. You want to do the prayers? Okay. So these prayers are many prayers in reference to Balaram's activities. And we get the mercy, just to finish up this first talk, we get Balaram's mercy by approaching Balaram's representative, the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, is the overriding acharya for all of us, acharya with a big A, and then of course some of us have other spiritual masters. And our business of our spiritual master is to bring people to His Divine Grace and see Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And so this way we approach Balaram. Balaram is being the original spiritual master. When one approaches Balaram, one becomes free from anarthas. There's that word anartha again. And then we become capable. We have the adhikar, the right, to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To come to the ecstatic platform. So first you get rid of the anarthas. Then you can become ecstatic. Because why? These anarthas are causing you pain and trouble. Attachment. Just like even in Buddhism it said, what? Attachment is causing the pain, the problems. I'll give you an interesting story. I just heard a very interesting story about monkeys. You know how they catch monkeys in Brazil? Does anyone know? You probably know. The way they catch monkeys in Brazil is they put a banana in a jar. In a jar with a small opening. And the monkey puts his hand to get the banana. And he's so attached to the banana, the jar stays... he can't get the banana out of the jar. Think about this example for a second. He can't get the banana out of the jar. He's so attached, he has the jar in his hand. He's going to catch the guy. So in the same way, Maya finds it very easy to catch us because we have our hand in the jar. The cookie jar. Yeah. Because we're attached. Otherwise, we could just let go and pull out, and the hunter would never get us. Hunter, in this case, is Maya. So, anyway, so by approaching Balaram, working at it, getting rid of the anarthas, we come to the ecstatic platform by approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, when you're on that ecstatic platform, guess what? Then you can approach, in a very deep way, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who can teach you about the intimate loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna. So should we go over these prayers? Do we have time? Okay, we're going to go quickly over the prayers. with the permission of the Dachinarayan and Lila Shakti, two bosses.
So these prayers, whoops, the prayers disappeared.
These prayers are from the Garga Samhita.
Whoop, they appeared magically. How'd you do that? Must have been Balaram. So
we're going to read the prayers very quickly because many of these pastimes we talked about before. So I guess we can read together. Can everybody see the prayers? Oh, they're not so big. But at least whoever can see can read along with me. Shri Pradvi Papka Vacha Stavaraja Duramasha Hidayasya Tamjuvam Sarvasiri Pradam Rajam Shri Kaila Yadam Rinam. Shri Padadvipa Muni said, O King, please hear the regal and beautiful prayer of Lord Balaram, a prayer that brings liberation and all perfection. Devadiyeva Bhagavan, Amapalo Namostute, Namonantaya Sheshaya, Satchadamaya Tena. O Master of the Demigods, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Fulfiller of Desires, obeisances to you, O Lord Anantashesh, obeisances to you, O Lord Balaram, obeisances to you. Adhaya Purnaya Svatamne Surahani Jasya Shuse Nityam Mahasankarshanayate. O Lord who maintains the earth, O glorious Lord, O perfect and complete Lord, O Lord who holds a plow in your hand, O Lord who has a thousand heads, O Lord Sankarshan, eternal obeisances to you. Vibhakti Rana Twam Pai Bhagadeva Chuta Vaja Hanayura Padam Bhakta Vahimam Purushottama. O husband of Revati, O Lord Balaram, O elder brother of Lord Krishna, O Lord who holds a plow weapon, O killer of Lambasura, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, please protect me. Alhamdulillah, Balabhadraya, Talakaya, Bodhama, Yambaya, Bodhaya, Rohingyaya, Kenama. O Lord Balaram, who carries a palm tree flag, obeisances to you, O son of Rohini, O fair complexion, Lord, dressed in blue garments, obeisances to you. Nenukari Mustikari Kutari Balvalankataha Rukmiari Kumaharyan Kumandari Swamevari. You are the enemy of Denuka, the enemy of Mushtika, the enemy of Kuta, the killer of Balvala, the enemy of Rukmi, the enemy of Kupakarna, and the enemy of Kumbhanda. Kalindi Veno Sikwan Astana Purakarshaka Vidvidari Dharavendro Rajamandala Mandana. You are the Lord who broke the Yamuna and dragged Hastinapur. You are the enemy of Vidvida. You are the king of the Yadavas. You are the ornament of Raja's circle. Kamsaratri Brahmatasi Tirtha Yatra Karala Prabhu Duryodhana Guru Sakshat Ahi Pahi Prabhu Dvatara. You are the killer of Kamsa's brothers. You are the supreme master, the Lord, the head of pilgrimage, and Duryodhana's guru. O Master, please protect me. Please protect me. Jaya Jaya Chuta Deva Parapara Swaranamta Deganamta Tata Shuta Suramanindra Parindra Jayate O infallible Lord, greater than the greatest, O Lord, whose glories are heard in all directions without limit, glory to you, glory to you. O Lord, served by the demigods, the kings of the sages, and the kings of the serpents, O powerful Lord, who holds the plow and the club, obeisances to you. A person who regularly recites this prayer attains Lord Hari's transcendental abode. All the strength in the universe is his. He crushes his enemies. He attains great wealth and a great dynasty.
Very, very nice. And of course, there's more. I know you're waiting for prasadam. Anyway, so this is the second part of the Garga Samhita prayer. This prayer is actually a kavacha, a special kavacha that if you recite, it gives you all protection. There's a few more verses on this one. This is,
May Lord Balaram protect me when I'm surrounded by many armies. May Lord Balaram, who holds the plow, always protect me in battle. May Lord Balaram, who holds the club, always protect me in many fortresses. May Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, protect me in the forest. Kalindaja Mega Haro Jaleshu Yamavarakshatu Mahamsadatnao Vayao Jaramao Patuke Valascha Maharnabe Nanda Vapusadama. May Lord Balaram, who wears blue garments and who stopped the Yamuna, always protect me in fire. May Lord Balaram protect me in the wind. May Lord Balaram protect me in the sky. May Lord Balaram, who is Lord unto himself, always protect me in the great ocean. Shivasudeva Vatupartateshu Sahasrashirsha Chamahavimade Kogeshu Namakshatu Vahineyo Mantamapalo Vatupartipasu. May Lord Balaram, who is Vasudeva's son, protect me on mountains. May Lord Balaram, who is a thousand heads, protect me in great disputes. May Lord Balaram, who is Rohini's son, protect me from diseases. May Lord Balaram, who fulfills desires, protect me from catastrophes. Come on, Sadhavachatu Devari, Kravasaram Vimadavari, Kravasaravachatu Devari, Mohasaram Kilamagadari. May Lord Balaram, who is the enemy of Devasura, always protect me from lust. May Lord Balaram, who killed three Dvita, always protect me from anger. May Lord Balaram, who is the enemy of Alamala, always protect me from greed. May Lord Balaram, who is the enemy of Dvarasandha, always protect me from illusion. Vatasara Vakshatu Rishti Nuriya Rangi Saramam Matura Purendra Majandane Gopasaka Vatu Svarat Pahare Vatu Mansaraiva. May Lord Balaram, who is the best of the Rishis, always protect me at sunrise. May Lord Balaram, who is the king of Mathura city, always protect me in the morning. May Lord Balaram, who is the friend of the Gopas, always protect me at midday. May Lord Balaram, who is supremely independent, always protect me in the afternoon. Sayam Palindra Vatumam Siddhaiva Parakparo Vakshatumam Pradoshe Purne Nishite Vatumam Tumira Pratyushtakale Vatumam Siddhaiva. May Lord Balaram, who is the king of servants, always protect me at sunset. May Lord Balaram, who is greater than the greatest, always
invincible, always protect me in the middle of the night. May Lord Balaram always protect me at every sunrise. Vishnu Maham Vashatu Viva Tipa Tir Vishnu Balam Balayadu Vama Urvam Sadam Balayadu Tatasamanta Baladeva Jemani. Lord Balaram, who's the master of Vyati, protect me from every direction. May Lord Balaram, who is the enemy of Pralamba, protect me from every direction. May Lord Balaram, who is the best of the Yadavas, protect me from below. May Lord Balaram always protect me from above. May Lord Balaram protect me from near and far. May Lord Balaram protect me everywhere. And finally, Antasadakat Purusho Kamo Mahir. Mahendraliyo Vatumam Mahabala Sadantadatma Charvasan Hari Swayam Prabhatu Purna Paramaheshwaro Mahan. May Lord Balaram, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always protect me from within. May powerful Lord Balaram, who enjoys pastimes as the King of Serpents, protect me from without. May Lord Balaram, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul residing in everyone's heart, always protect me. I'm just one more. Devasaranam Bayanasanamcha Uttasaram Papa Chirendananam Vinasaram Vigna Vatashwadidhi Siddhasaram Varna Paramparasya. Please know that this Kavacha of Lord Balaram is the best of armors. It destroys the fears of demigods and demons. It is a blazing fire that burns up the fuel of a host of sins. It is the death of a host of obstacles. It is the goal of spiritual perfection. Lord Balaram Ki Jai. So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Balaram Ki Jai. Jati Maharaj Ki Jai. Okay, now it's time for the Abhishek, right?
And some announcements. Thank you very much, His Holiness Sri Krishna Das Goswami. Just, yes, we're going to begin.